This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Jerry Jones brings down Papa John Pizza Man this time. Jerry Jones, bully boy owner of the Dallas Cowboys team in the National Football League, has not had a good year. Though he's likely too oblivious to know it. And as bad as this year has been, it's been even a worse year for everyone and everything he touches. On his own account, he's become one of the only members of the American Super Rich to have perfected the art of the Trump two-step. Don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about. The Trump two-step is where he puts his foot firmly in the wrong direction, either down his mouth or in some outrageous lie, claim, or endorsement. And then when the rest of the world catches up to his con, claims it was a win. He was right. The whole world is wrong. When Jones was just beating his chest and boasting about the Cowboys, his billion-dollar stadium, and his little patch of ground in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, who cared? That kind of behavior is just part of the package. Then Trump gets elected. Jones makes a mistake of thinking the whole world has changed and all bets are off. He thinks the Trump election means that the First Amendment is now last. Freedom of speech is history. He owns the plantation and all protests are outlawed. Wrong. And Local 100 is part of the slapdown there, along with almost all of the other NFL owners who look the other way. His players are so mortified that they have to call him into the clubhouse and school him on race and the police. He tries to hold up the NFL commissioner's contract and gets humiliated. He then doubles down and makes it clear in the time of hashtag MeToo that his real beef with the commish is the fact that he thinks his star running back should just get a hand slap for domestic abuse rather than a multi-game suspension. Once again, Jones is living in the 50s, and even the retrograde NFL knows you can't sanction women beating anymore. Of course, Jones does the Trump two-step, claims he still won somehow, while the commissioner gets a $40 million per year salary paycheck for the next five or so. You hear what I'm saying? Everything Jones touches now goes south. His lawyer is threatening the NFL contract is big-time litigator David Boyce. He gets crossways on ethics because he was representing the NFL on some matters, and now as part of the Jones mess, threatened to sue them. Awkward. Now, one newspaper after another has written about the constant conflicts that Boyce finds himself in, and his reputation has dropped like a rock as someone who'll do anything for another buck and represent both sides against the metal. And now the Papa John Pizza Man, John Schnatter, is taking a fall for Jones. Remember, Schnatter seemed to be pimping for Jones when they were playing flag football, claiming after Jones stirred up the controversy that all the mess was hurting his pizza sales and faulting the NFL's leadership for not towing the Trump line. Jones turns out to own or co-own 120 Papa John's franchises. Jones claims Schnatter is a great American, and when he talks, I listen. Most of the sporting pages around the country place their bets on the fact that when Jones talked, Schnatter also listened. Now it turns out that Schnatter listening likely meant that he gets to walk the plank for Jones. Turns out the rest of Papa John's people don't like being touted as a go-to place for white supremacists or having politics become their special pizza topping. Stock price has fallen even more than pizza sales. Schnatter gets booted upstairs. Jones knows the Trump two-step, so he'll claim he had nothing to do with any of this. He'll probably throw Mr. Papa John under his golf cart and claim he hopes the stock and sales in his stores will go up now. Take a hint and learn from the last year. If you are a friend, associate, or employee of Jerry Jones, recent history says, buy a clue, make a New Year's resolution, stay clear of him as much as you can. Until he figures out how out of step he is with the rest of America, he's toxic and he'll bring you down. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.